Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Daughter of Zion, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Earlier in the week, and all during the week, we have heard prophecies from the Old Testament about God fulfilling his promise to make the chosen people truly the chosen people of the new covenant. Pope Pius XII, in his act of consecration of the human race to the Sacred Heart, in reference to the Jewish people, he says, they who were once the chosen people. In other words, Pope Pius XII was making a point that the covenant that God established with the Jews, with Moses, was superseded by the new one. And as Paul says, that it was made obsolete, that they are no longer the chosen people in the sense as they were of old, but rather everyone who accepts Christ and accepts baptism, as Paul points out, they are the ones who are now the chosen people. They have received and have become, as we say in the Eucharistic prayer, you know, that Abraham is our father in faith. And as our Lord earlier said, you know, to the Jews when they were trying to put him to the test, he said, you know, if you were sons of Abraham, you would be seeing my day like Abraham did and salute it, and you would accept me. But instead, he told him, they were doing the works of their father, which he said was the devil. Now we pray for the sons of Abraham in the flesh, the Jews. We pray for their conversion. We pray for them to accept the message of salvation as given to the whole world through Christ, who is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. We pray also that they will come into the church. And as we know in the book of Apocalypse, the Jews as a nation will come into the church, but it will be at the last days, right before the end times. And so we know that individual Jews have converted, but as a nation, God wants them to come into and accept the new Israel, not the old Israel, but the new Israel, which is the church. There are even Christians who do not understand this. There was a group of Protestants, they call themselves Zionist Christians, who think that Israel, the state of Israel as it exists today in 2007, is the fulfillment of God's plan, and that the Jews are entitled to that land because of the covenant that they had of old. And so they are as zealous for the state of Israel as even more so than some Jews, because they have misunderstood the prophecies of the Old Testament and of the New Testament, and especially the book of Apocalypse, when it talks about the new Israel and the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. The new Israel is the church established by Christ, that is, as Israel of old was to be the dwelling place of the chosen people of God, so the new Israel, the church, is to be the dwelling place of the new people of God, that God has established in his new covenant, which, as we know, is his sacrifice at Calvary. That the types and figures of the old covenant, the sacrifice of the lamb in the temple, was only a preparation for the true sacrifice that would truly wipe away man's sins in our Lord's death on the cross. And so as we approach Holy Week, we once again see our Lord's passion as the fulfillment of that new covenant, which the Jews were always seeing played out at every Passover when they were sacrificing the Paschal Lamb. They were to see in Christ's death and his sacrifice at Calvary on the cross as the fulfillment, as John the Baptist pointed out to them, very clearly when he first saw our Lord, and he said to them, "Behold the Lamb of God." In the gospel today, we see that the Pharisees, and especially the chief priest, Caiaphas, utters a prophecy. When he says, "Do you not know that it's better for one man to die for the nation?" St. John Chrysostom says that as the Holy Spirit worked through him and his office as the high priest that year, that he uttered this true prophecy. He said that the Holy Spirit moved his tongue, but not his heart. That even though he was an evil man, still he had that position of authority as the head of the Jewish religion, the Mosaic covenant. And so therefore God moved him to speak a true prophecy. He had one intention, but the Holy Spirit had another. That Christ, it was truly fitting that he should die for all of us, to truly make us all one members of his family, for those who would accept it. And so today, as we approach Palm Sunday, and we will see our Lord greeted with great hosannas and great joy, we know that that greeting was only a prefigurement of some day when truly he will be greeted by the people of his own race, when they enter into the church which he has established for them and for all men, that his covenant now is no longer confined to one race, but has truly been opened up to the whole human race, that all men are called to be members of his chosen family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.